tape made with Clinton Miller on June 10, 1986, concerning the double log house and Catoctin furnace.
But I don't know what her real name was, that's all.
You called her Aunt Pet?
Aunt Pet and Uncle Pokey's name is Pokey Miller.
Oh, okay. And they lived over there. Was that when you were a youngster? Yes, or?
Real young. That's the first I remember.
Where did he work?
I don't think he worked anywhere. He was had a peg leg or wooden leg or something. But he had a horse and buggy. That's definitely what I had. He used to pasture the horse there and a lot of turnovers did live there. And a little stable in the back there.
Little lot there behind the house, behind the log house?
No, where Dick lives now. See, Dick built on that
place. Oh, I see. And that's where he kept his horse?
Yeah, in the little stable back there, back in Dick's house. And then he passed him out there in that lot. From the house. Well, I guess he worked at the furnace when he was able to work, you know, that was before my time. He was an old man then. I always called him, well, Sadie, he was Sadie's aunt and uncle, that's his mother. And so I remember then, that number two.
I was proud.
And they were related to you?
No, related to Ditz.
They were related to Ditz people.
Say, Ditz's mother and Aunt Pepper. That's right, Aunt. She was Aunt Sadie's aunt. Ditz's mother's aunt.
So it would have been Ditz's great aunt.
Yeah.
Right. Well, did they live in half of the house or the whole house?
No, they lived just in the upper half.
Who lived in the other half?
That's where Ditz's father and mother lived.
At the same time?
Yeah. Ditz was born over there. I guess the other kids was too.
Well, did he, did his father work at the furnace?
Did Ditz's
father?
No, his grandfather did.
Grandfather. Were the two halves of the house connected in any way? Could you go from one half to the other on the inside, or was it all?
Well, upstairs you could, but I don't know what they had, a bar or something on the door. But the downstairs part of it, knew where the stairway goes up in there, you know, downstairs.
Yeah. Did you ever hear of who lived there before them?
No.
Don't have any idea.
No, I remember, I don't know who.
Okay, about when did they die there or move away?
Yeah, they did. Aunt Pet and Uncle Pokey died. When Vic Anders, I think, moved in there. That's Marge's father.
Right.
I guess Marge, well, I don't know if Marge's born over there or not. She's not that old, I don't think. I guess she was born
Marge there. 60.
Let's see, there's 24, I think. That's a new place of solo, I think it's 24.
Yeah, 23 or 24.
Yeah. Well, 24 and 60 would be April. No. And Marge was probably going up there.
Yeah. Well, then who bought it when it was bought?
That's like it's Dean's father and mother.
Dean's father and mother bought the whole house or half
no,
of it?
Just half.
Just the half. Who bought the other half?
John Carter bought the other half. John lived down there, where third house down, fourth house down there. There's where Uncle Austin, Dick and them all lived. They bought this and John bought that. And they just moved. Uncle Austin bought that place and John bought this and they just moved back and
Carter. Oh, so they just switched.
They switched.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. I wonder why they did that. I wonder why he didn't buy the one where he lived in.
I don't know.
I would think it'd be more convenient.
Oh, well, it. This is a little cheaper. That's, maybe that's the reason. But, this is a little cheaper, you know.
What kind of shape was it in then?
It wasn't too bad. Not when they bought it. John never did much work to push new winds in. And the rest of it was about the same.
How did they heat it?
Wood stove.
Downstairs. Anything upstairs at all?
No.
No heat upstairs?
No.
What about water?
Carried water from spring down.
Down there. Everybody did it.
Everybody carried the water?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That was the community spring.
Yeah. Every time
still
you look out,
strong.
See, every time you look out, see somebody go go to the water bucket. We carried nothing down. And that's hard water, you know. Mom, she didn't like hard water. She liked soft water, so we'd have to go up to the creek and get water. On Monday, that was a job before school.
For washing clothes?
Yeah. We had a little express wagon, you know. You take a washboard and lard can.
Can't you imagine we'll haul enough water to do a wash clothes?
Yeah, even a load of clothes.
Trying to get it on Sunday night some, and then get the rest on Monday morning.
Yeah, and you had a lot of kids in your family.
Yeah, there's eight of us.
You had a big wash to put out.
They didn't change clothes as often as we do.
Oh, no.
No, I was surprised.
We get a bath once a week where they need them.
And you know, the clothes, they really did. They wore the same clothes over again.
Oh, yeah, same
again.
Clothes.
Yeah, many times he'd say, get a pair of shoes, he'd think he was something, and you would have to wear them shoes.
Yeah, it was a good barefoot at all. Some of them, school coming, get a pair of shoes.
That's right. Well, yeah, times were a lot tighter.
Mm.
Well, what about then the generation that bought the people that bought the house, like Cardi and
yes.
Stightley. Okay, where did they work?
Well, let's see. Uncle Lot's working in the railroad, I think. Well, at that time, the time they bought the place, they worked in Stadenhill.
Oh, okay. But that shut down right after in the early 20s.
Shut down after the war. Well, yes, that was a good country.
Yeah. The war was over in
1918. Yeah. Well, that shut down after the war. Before that, they were too young to work the furnace. My father, he worked up at the mine bank to get out some ore afterwards in South Pennsylvania.
Okay.
But I remember that. That was about, I don't know what year it was.
About 1906 to 1912, they worked that up there.
Yeah. Well, I was born in 1907, so I couldn't have been very big, but I remember working up there.
Yeah, you would have been big enough to remember that there was something going on up
there. You're on the steam shovel or something. Even up there tonight. No, we lived up there in my back. I was born up there crossing Bud Sweeney's store. Where a pal is now.
Oh.
Where
are
you? I never knew that.
That was one of the houses that had been in the on the furnace land. See, that was all furnace land.
Yeah, that
land.
Was all furnace land. My grandfather, he worked in the furnace too. I get a picture of him somewhere. Some of the stuff out from the casting house.
Yeah. Well, now, Dean's, some of her relatives were killed in the wreck.
Yeah. Her grandfather.
Is that who it was?
Yeah. Her grandfather, my grandfather, too.
But now, Grandpap Miller, Dad's father, he survived, right?
Yeah, he was on the train.
Yeah, there was some story I can remember where Grandpap and his father changed seats.
Yeah.
Where he wouldn't have,
is that right?
Like that. And Grandpap would have been one of the deathfields that somewhere along the line, either he wanted closer to the window or on the aisle. I forget how the seats were,
Well, a lot of them were riding outside.
Yeah, that he was riding his grandmother.
Yeah.
They were out. They were hanging outside.
Yeah.
And of course, it just when those trains ran together, that was really all she wrote. Well, then after, of course, they were working for the Western Mail, and then
yeah.
of course when that happened. So then, where else would they have found work? I mean,
there's where they worked as far back as I can remember. They worked in the father too. He was working for the Western Mail. And they worked at a steam mill town.
Yeah.
Of course, then they come to work, went to work up here. That was 1914, I guess, something like that.
And then things really got tight after the steam mill moved.
Oh, out, after they closed, yeah, after the war.
There wasn't much left to do.
Yeah. See, they had the steam mill and they had the crop, you had the sawmills and.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they made all kinds of pins from mine shafts and telephone and things you screw the glass muggers on. Yeah.
Cross arms?
No, just a little thing.
Oh, just the little pins.
Threads on.
Yeah.
You know. A lot of telephone poles and besides the lumber they saw.
Was the railroad still operating down into here at that time?
Yeah.
And then, of course, the trolley came through here.
Yeah. Well, the railroad came down, took the ties and the telephone pole, they hauled them out. Great car. Yeah, piled all over the place up there with the old furnace.
Yeah.
Ties and the telephone pole.
One of those pictures shows a lot of that. Shows piles of obviously what are ties and things like that piled along by the ruins of the furnace.
Yeah, it's close to the railroad, isn't it?
Do you remember any of these mills that were back here?
No, it was. Well, the remains were pretty well there. The foundation and some of the stuff was there. The millstones. Couple of them back there.
There was a stack back there, wasn't there?
Yeah,
a big tall stack.
Yeah, that was right back there. That's where they had the drying apparatus, I guess.
And that had been what kind of a mill in its day?
That was a paint mill, they said.
Okay. Do you ever remember any kind of a mill for grinding grain or anything like that back there?
They said they always talked about the mill, you know, and I thought that's what it was. But I don't think so.
One of the early furnace owners had a grain grinding mill somewhere around here. A grist mill. Of course, that was part of the furnace operation. They had to grind cornmeal and everything to sell in the store.
Yeah.
That's right.
I imagine. Well, if like big family of kids and mother and father and everybody would sit down to a table in the evening, what would be a typical meal?
Fried potato. Fried potatoes and beans. That was the main diet. There's cabbage and all that kind of stuff out of the garden, yeah.
Raised your own garden.
Yeah.
What were you telling Nancy and I the other night when she got you that bread from up at Mountain Gate?
Oh, some of the moms used to bake a table full like this, big loaves of bread, yeah.
Yeah.
Put them out there, a little grease or butter and grease, I guess. Lard, yeah.
Yeah.
Shine it on the top so it wouldn't sour. And then we'd eat that and then cook beans, you know, it's good thick broth.
How often did she bake bread?
I always had to bake twice a week, I guess.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
There was eight of us, four of each size. Mom and Papa's family, so yeah.
10 people need a lot of food.
They need a lot of bread.
A lot of bread, I know that. You didn't have much else. The bread was the main diet.
How about meat?
That meat once a week. Oh, it was in the fall. We kept hogs. I was raising hogs a couple of hogs down there. Sunday meat in the fall.
Butcher.
Fresh meat, yeah. First of ham. It was real cute.
He said everybody along here had hogs.
Oh, and everybody.
You always had hogs.
Where did you, you had a little hog pen back there.
Yeah.
And then the butchering time around Thanksgiving.
Yeah, around Thanksgiving on the first of December.
That was quite a time, too.
Yeah. Thanksgiving was a big day. That was a holiday, you know. Get a lot of help then, you know.
Did you do any, did they do any hunting?
Oh, yeah. Rabbits, squirrels, anything you'd get, you know. That was part of the meat diet.
And that big groundhog. You hear that?
Yeah, just eat groundhog.
How about possum? Did you ever eat possum?
No, I didn't eat possum.
Sound like you might have tried it, though. You didn't say
it. I was thinking about old Miss Draper up in the mountain. I was up in the mink grass. She lived out in, I asked her one time, she ever eat possum. She said, yeah, once. And her son was worth, I think it was in Worthington. He said, he got one. So she cried and done something with it. Nice and brown, said, looked good. Said, they eat of it. Had some left, she had no dog named Ring. So she took the rest of it out and gave the Ring, you know. Ring snuffed and turned his nose.
I understand it's pretty strong.
He said, no more possum, bro.
The dog wouldn't eat it. She wasn't going to eat it, huh?
I've heard that's pretty strong, but young groundhog's good. It's kind of like
rabbit. Yeah, she came in the mink ranch up there one day about dinner time. She kind of brought my mail over. I got my mail to Smithburg. And she came running, you know, all out of the wind. They can't bury the rifle. We had this rifle to get a horse with it. There's a big groundhog down at the gate where she came in. And I said, there it hangs on the wall. I said, boy, it's already loaded. And she grabbed it down the wall and down with the long fish she shot. Here she was back carrying the ground. Yeah, she's grabbing
it. How about berries and things like that?
Oh, yes, that's blackberries, yes. All the stuff you can in the summertime.
Of course,
yeah, that's a job for us kids, man.
Get out and pick berries.
Yeah, 56 forks, man, 56 forks.
Where did you find them?
Oh, they were thick around. The thing wasn't like grew up like it is now.
Yeah.
Farmers pasture cows, you know, turn them out
everywhere,
you know, have some floor to watch them. And then kept things down. You could see way back on the hill from here. Little old houses up there, you know, and you see all around them, you know, just these blackberry patches can grow up lots here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Same went down in the bottom, that was open, some of that was fields down there.
Did you ever go out in the spring and get poke and
things? Oh, yeah. Poke and dandelion, all this stuff.
What's that thing I saw up there? That milk brook?
Yeah.
Toadstool, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah, the hunting toadstool of mushrooms.
Yeah.
That's quite a delicacy. If you've bought any mushrooms recently, you know.
Yeah. Oh, we get a penny and everything like that.
Well, you got enough to keep body and soul together,
yeah,
that's
exactly
for sure.
Yes, yeah.
When you wanted to buy like clothes or something, what did you do? Go to Frederick? Somebody go to Frederick?
I guess somebody went. We never got Frederick. I was big, but I was Frederick first time.
How big?
14, 15.
You had never been, what, beyond like Thurmont?
Thurmont.
Were there any stores in Thurmont where you could buy shoes or clothes? Or did your mother make any of the...
Oh, yes, she made a lot of clothes.
She had a sewing machine?
Yeah. Over at Elkridge, I think it was.
I
guess it's still over there under the kitchen on the other end. That was the last time I remember.
one of those pedal
yeah.
jobs.
Okay. Yeah, they done a lot of sewing. They generally went and got the clothes, what they didn't have to buy. You know.
Well, if they had to go as far as Frederick, how often would they go? Twice
not
a year?
Not very often, no. Twice a year, yeah, something like that.
How did they get there?
Horse and buggy.
Who had the horse?
Well, Ann had one.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, tell Betty yeah. about... That was that Boomer? What's
yeah.
his name? Charlie Fight?
Charlie Fight, yeah.
About the bed ticking here.
Yeah. yeah.
That story
I
came out the other day.
That was about sleeping on a straw pick, you know.
Yeah.
In the spring and fall, they'd fill them up, but then the yeah. spring kind of, you're pretty laying on the slats. So, Boomer was over there one time and had the horse tied out on the fence outside. Everybody had a picket fence on here. And old Mr. Mowdy came up the road and he had a hand wagon with these ticks piled up on it, full of straw and everything. And this horse was pretty skiddy at Boomer had. So she was afraid he'd run off. So she came out to hold her little man Mowdy. She stopped old man Mowdy down there. She was going to take him, drive away, I guess, to he passed. He hollered, hold your hand over his eyes, hold your hand over his eyes till I get it back. And she did. He had these, you know, blinders there on. And then she had her hands in her. He knew there was something going on, the horse did. He spurred around there. He didn't tear loose, I think.
Why would that man have a wagon load of these? Did he collect everybody's? Or
no, he didn't.
That was for them.
Yeah, he had a family too.
So he had been down and filled them with fresh straw.
Farm down here. There.
So you'd go down there and take yeah. them down there and dump the old straw out and put fresh
yeah,
straw in.
Yeah, put fresh straw in. After it's trashed and everything, you get them blew down on the stack, you know.
Yeah.
Well, Aunt Boomer's husband, did he have some money? Did he have a wagon, or how come he had a wagon?
Well, he was a farmer.
Uh-huh.
So he had a wagon and a horse.
Yeah.
His horse didn't have to eat the old straw.
No.
Better say.
No, he kept that horse from riding. First class shape. He always had a good horse, too. Fast horse. Buggy all shined up.
And then, when it's same about the same time that the ticks were filled up, the inside of the house would be whitewashed, right?
Oh, yeah.
Scrub and yeah. whitewash.
Dead bug off, yeah.
Yuck! Help me
to itch. You used to put them that ropes on the beds, you know.
Yeah.
Leap across like that, but you didn't have some of them had slats on, some of them had rope. And these bed bugs get around them pins where you tied the rope around.
I hate to tell you, but my beds have all got ropes on them. Even today.
Really?
Of course, we've got foam mattresses uh-huh. on them. They're all over
there. I'm smelling. I smell them bed bugs.
Oh, really? What do
yeah.
they smell like?
Like a bitter, like a lazy taste, I guess. Say, George Pickett and I was down there. Where Donald Tom lived down the back along the mountain, there, back the rest of the buildings up against the hill.
Yeah.
And, he was away somewhere with them one night, and late to get back. And we stayed all night. And sometime the night, George hunts me, and I said, get out of the bed. He said, that dead bug will eat you. You sitting out in the chair. He said, don't you mind it? I said, no, I don't mind. I said, I used to, I guess.
How big are they?
Oh, just a little flat shell bug.
About as big as a tick or what?
They're more closed in the tick. They're something like a turtle, you know.
Yeah.
They've got a and the legs underneath. Most of them, they're dark. Most of them red when they eat, suck the blood out of it.
Well, wonderful.
Yeah.
They do come out, though, at night and bite you.
Oh, yeah.
And then they hide during the day. That's what I've heard.
Is that right?
Yeah. And in the old log houses, there's nothing inside but the logs and cracks in them, you know.
Right.
That was...
I bet they got pretty chilly in the wintertime.
Mm. Guess it wasn't too bad in the wintertime.
Had to keep the chinking pushed in the,
Yeah.
In between the logs?
No, blow in, had wooden shingles on you, and just cracked it up, shit tight, you know. No, blow in on the bed when you got a real snow. I remember one March we had a real snow. But until then, we had the homemade quilts and that kind of stuff. A good pile on you like that, you had to have them to keep warm, and you slept with stockings and everything on you.
Good old woman.
Yeah, you can have them.
All we had was the stove and the kitchen.
Yeah.
Every night we had to get kindling and have everything ready for morning. So you get up. Plenty of times the water was frozen in the water bucket in the kitchen and everything. You couldn't get a drink. Had a dipper in it. And then you kindle up the fire. Fire from that on. Big job was cutting wood and carrying it.
Mm-hmm.
That was a job after school, to fill a wooden box and get the kindling in the morning.
That was a daily job?
Yeah. Carry water. Water bucket was always empty. Had these overtime sinks, you know, with just the sink part in
there. Yeah.
They sell for antiques now. I used to have a little...
Dry sink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we kept the water bucket.
Well, then Marg's family, some member of their family, I mean, Dean's family, somebody from their family lived in that house until just recently, didn't they?
Yeah, Dean's father and mother lived there.
They were the last ones.
And Marg, Dean's sister, lived in there a little while.
Uh-huh. And she moved out there. Yeah, once they bought it, her family bought it, somebody was there right up until the time that...
Well,
did Dick buy that then?
I think it was left to Dick Buck. It was left to the two girls.
Yeah.
And they paid Marge off of it.
And then the other half, the half that the Cartys owned.
Well, that's Frank Fairley bought that.
Frank Fairley bought that. Who lived there? He rented it. It was just an investment property, and he never lived in it.
No.
He rented it, and then there's numerous families that were there.
Yeah, different families.
Yeah. Well, Marg and Lloyd lived there for a while.
Yeah. Because
Patsy was born over there.
They probably were the last family to stay there for any length of time, weren't they? Then once they left.
No, that's Shank.
Oh, yeah. That was Polly Shank, wasn't it? Yeah.
They lived there, Marg.
Well, did they still have just wood stoves in there when they lived there?
Yes. Well, I place in it, but that was the only stove, like, as far as I remember, that board didn't come.
Did they still, had they ever put any kind of wall board inside of it or anything like that, or was it still just the rough walls?
No, they put the
sheetrock.
John Curry, and John put the sheetrock in.
I thought Marge had a kerosene space heater.
Well, I remember they did.
I don't think they had wood. Seems like I remember there, it set on the right-hand side when you were there. She was in there.
But there never was any water in it at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
And had outhouses in the back.
Yeah.
It had a real pretty Bartlett pear tree that had real big pears on back there.
Well, eventually, hopefully, we'll get it
fixed
back up again.
Spring up there above where Anderson lives now. And then here at the next house where Jerry lives, there's a spring there down at this side. They got water out there. And the rest of us carry from down here.
And that spring down there is sort of a never-failing spring, right?
No. Never down, it stays right up there all the time.
Who owned that? The Reeds owned that place.
Yeah. Yeah, Jesse Scott and another bought that.
Okay, well, that sounds good.
And it was just a one story affair, like they were a story and a half. They raised it up like that. Made it two story. It was all about the same, all logs and side stone.
Yeah. How about at Christmas? What?
Well, everybody had a Christmas tree. It was all decorated with homemade stuff, you know. Up at church, they had a bigger name in the Gill. They used to get a Christmas tree and trim it all kind of homemade.
Anybody ever have a put a tree like outside or anything?
Oh, no. You wouldn't have never looked on it, did you?
Well,
decorated with it.
You let the good Lord take care of the ones outside,
yeah.
Huh?
Mostly homemade stuff, you know.
Cut out stuff. Did you ever go Chris Kingdom?
Yeah, always go Chris Kingdom every year.
What did you wear?
Oh, most anything, you know, to make you look funny.
Like just old clothes, you'd
yeah.
go look like a bum or
yeah.
something. When you were like Chris King, like
oh,
that.
Maybe 25 something.
Where'd you go?
We'd go all around every place, stop
yeah.
in just a minute, you know, just to show yourself.
Did you have a mask on?
Yeah, did a homemade stuff. You're down here amongst the farmers, down at Leatherman's, and
yeah,
English as they lived out of Springfield.
Then, didn't they give you cookies and...
Cookies, cider, and that kind of stuff, yeah. Warners are down as far as Warners. They live down in the...
Mount Prospect?
Yeah, Mount Prospect. That's about the limit we get down in. Down to Jim Leatherman's, he lived down in the...
What day did you go? Was it...
Anytime during the holidays. Yeah. During Christmas and Easter.
And
then you get down to Miss Lewis down to Person Place. Generally have a dance down there. So they had a fight one time and
oh, you weren't invited back into
no.
that.
Kind of got rowdy, huh?
Yeah, danced. Some of the Fraley's over here, the Fraley boys. Not to be sure if it was ever fell out of that stuff. Got fighting at that end of the dancing. Christmas party down there.
Who provided the music?
There'd always be somebody along here who could play.
What'd they play?
Fiddle, guitar, mouth organ.
Was that like square dancing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, when you had the dances, did they wear costumes then, or just go in regular clothes?
No, they were in costumes indeed.
So,
of course, a lot of them would go to that, you know, without the costume.
Yeah.
Quite a crowd went down there, then. Part of them.
What about? When there would be a snow, what about sledding? Did anybody have a sleigh with their horse?
Yeah, then everybody, all us kids, we all had wooden sleds, you know. We sled around back here in the mountain.
Did you have toboggans that three or four people would ride at once?
Yeah, some of them.
You'd sit up on those,
yeah.
right? And they'd really come down the mountain.
Yeah. Run into the tree and upset. If we go way up against the mountain down here and come down to where and go
I think you're out there just the first then, huh?
Always and it was Casey's gang back there.
Where did you skate?
You know, Mill Pond or Turner's Pond back there.
Oh, I see.
One right back here, that was, in the wintertime it was always cool. And then this big one up here.
Well, what kind of skates did you use?
They're dry skates.
They were kind that you buckle on the shoes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did many people have just individual sleds? I mean, most people have just their own sled?
Oh, that's all of us kids. Everybody had their own.
Were they homemade?
Yeah.
How'd you make a sled?
Oh, make the runner, and a lot of people put iron runners on it, wagon tires, you know. And the wooden runners, too. Put a brace in the middle to hold the runner. And got it together one time, a sled riding up here back of the, well, we called it Chestnut. Way back there in the hill, back at the, oh, it's called a hill something then. And you're down this road with a furnace hall. There's a stave mill hall made a road back there. Where they hauled lumber in and the wood in. And you slid right back in that road and the pig sweetie, we called him Pig Harry, Bill's brother.
Yeah.
He was coming down there one day, we were going up. He was there, somebody going down there. And he come down and he get a stump with that brace underneath, a little stump in the road, or the, yeah, the road. The brace must have been a little low or something. Yeah, hit that stump and slammed me. Even on down. I see, it's one of them breaking neck. It didn't, it cut him up a little bit. Mm. You go fast down over that mountain.
Oh, I'm sure you would. Did you ever make a snowman or anything?
Oh, yes, we'd always play out in the snow.
Snowball fights?
Yeah.
Well, when you wanted a Christmas tree, what'd you do? Go up in the mountain?
Yeah. Get... There was Christmas trees right up here back in what I call, we call the Chestnut Orchard then. Yeah.
What kind of decorations did they put on them? I mean, what they, you say they made homemade stuff out of paper or ribbon?
Paper. Ribbon, anything. Most of it out of paper.
So just make
little lanterns, like, you know, the handle pasted on.
Yeah.
All kind of cards. Christmas cards and all that stuff.
Anything that you could find that would make a decoration.
Yeah.
So up at church, what would happen at church? I mean, anything in particular?
No, they generally had a kind of entertainment, you know, with them. Kids would say recitation and that kind of stuff, sing.
Okay. And that was when Miss Mamie McGill.
Mamie McGill, yeah.
Yeah.
She was at church at that time. Of course, there was always others down there too. They bring the tree and help her trim it and all that. They had more stuff on the tree, but we had at home then some other little knick-knacks, you know, tinsel-like things. Of course, they had most anything on it, too. But we put up a big tree.
Put up a big tree in that hall down there.
Right in the church, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about up at the big house up here? Who was living there then?
Well, if different ones lived there, Throp, he had different people, you know, coming in a while. And Daniel lived there, and Carr lived there, and Watson.
Did you ever go up there for any of the celebrations Wasey, around Christmas?
Yeah, Wasey lived up there. They used to hold dances then. No, we never went after the others get up there, the furnace people. Lumber people worked with the drop. But Wasey, they used to hold parties when they was there dancing things.
And I guess they it was more or less like it was down at Auburn.
Yeah.
Was,
mm-hmm. That same thing.
Yeah. Okay. Do you remember anything in particular about around Easter?
No, I don't know about Easter.
Did anybody pay much attention around Easter in particular?
Not much.
Didn't have any special celebration for that or anything. Did the people make a big thing out of birthdays?
No, not too much. No.
Didn't have a birthday cake or?
No, not that I remember. I guess maybe some people did, but you didn't know much about it. You didn't get out of the furnace much.
No, not if you only got to Frederick when you were about 14 or 15.
Yeah, I was trying to tell you about it.
I imagine that was quite a trip. Go to the big city. You remember anything particular about Frederick that was unusual?
Still didn't change much, you know.
Yeah.
It was something big that time, and I went to this place.
When did the trolley come through here first?
I don't remember exactly when that was.
In the 30s?
No, before that.
Was the stave mill still going?
Yeah.
So it had to have been like...
Must have been... Well, I remember they came out down here at the cross, right across the road. And I think they had some trouble getting the property up there, getting the right of way up there. Mm-hmm. Then they come up to back here, they had a sidetrack back here. They come up there and then they finally went on through. I don't know what year that was, I was just scared of it.
Did you ever ride the trolley?
Oh, yeah.
Where did you go on
that? That's when I got the ferry.
Oh, that's when you got the ferry. Okay.
Yeah.
And go to Thurmont the other way.
Go to Thurmont, yeah. Go to Thurmont. Ride the trolley on Saturday evening. Saturday night and go to the movie or something. Yeah, that's a trolley town. See, we had no way to go before. We didn't know horses or buggies.
Yeah.
We had to go with somebody.
Where did you go to school?
Up Pittsburgh.
That's the school that burned down.
Yeah.
Okay. Like over here in this log house, say the windows, did people put curtains at the windows?
Yeah.
What did they make those out of?
Just out of cloth you bought at the store, you know, no fancy curtains.
How about on the floors? What would have been on the floors?
On the bare floors were bare. Wood floors. Scrubs. They were shiny.
Did they ever make crocheted rugs? Rag rugs?
Hook rugs, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to have some of them. Mostly round, you know.
Yeah.
On the weekend, they generally clean up. I don't know what they used to make the boards look so clean, you know.
Lysol?
You had to, I guess, lysol. All you heard was, get them feet clean, Bertie.
Did most people make their own lysol?
Yeah.
So that was part of the, that was another job.
Yeah.
Save the grease from the butchering?
Yes, fries. Yep, make your own soap. brand of soap you could buy. I forget what it was now. That is a monitor soap.
Fell's naphtha?
I don't know again. I'm just trying to figure it out now, but I know.
That was an early soap.
Long cake.
Yeah. That sounds like, because that was one of the early ones that they had out. Did any photographers ever come through or anything, take pictures of the kids? Or?
Yeah, once in a while, summertime, I guess somebody could do that.
And those old pictures survived, you know?
I don't know. My brother, remember him, Howard. I took his picture one time. I don't know what he had in his hand. Something in his hand, the flies of that. Something he's eating it yesterday. And you can see this thing sticking between his finger and these flies. That was on the picture. I do remember that. I mean, he was just in the middle of that. Well, I wasn't very big either.
Probably a piece of cake or something.
Might have been something to eat, you know.
Did you ever make ice cream?
Yeah, ice cream.
Did anybody have a cow? Where'd you get the milk?
Oh, Frigley's had cows, and Shuff's had cows living back here. Al Shuff, they lived back here. Al something, they had a cow.
So they'd sell the milk?
Yeah.
I bet ice cream was a treat.
Oh, yeah, it was. Summertime, it was a good time.
Where'd you get the ice?
Up here at the bee house.
Oh.
They had an ice house there.
So you have an ice cream freezer and just turn
it
and
all
turn.
Kind of turn.
How about mail? Do you remember the post office here?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I guess that was gone.
No, I remember carrying the mail.
They brought the mail down from Thurmont?
Yeah.
How'd the mailman go?
Horse and buggy. Old man, Damoth, I believe his name.
Howard Damoth?
No, Howard. Older him, he was an old man then, I remember.
And he went, how far, wonder how far he went.
I don't know how far he went. Here about 9 o'clock.
Oh, that's pretty early.
Yeah.
I guess not many people got much mail, did they?
No.
A letter was a treat.
Yeah. No paper or nothing like that.
Did anybody get the paper?
No, Frank Fairley. He used to get the Baltimore Sun.
How'd they bring that on the train?
That came up on the train to Thurmont. I don't know how then he got it down. Well, maybe come in the mail, you know. I guess it did. Baltimore Sun.